And we are off and running with a wonderfully, wildly, wacky edition of a Wednesday. Let's Talk program on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Lots to get into here on this midweek show. And we will do so over the course of the next couple of hours. We're happy to have you along for the ride. But we have big news coming out of the gate this morning that we want to share with all of you, because we're kind of excited about it here at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks! Let's go Bucks indeed. Finally, it seems like an eternity, but it's been a few years since we had Pirates baseball back on the airwaves here in the Valley of Happiness. Well, it is going to happen this very season on this very radio station. We are thrilled to be able to announce that, yes, the soundtrack of summer is back here in Happy Valley, and you can listen for Pirates baseball, even if it's just every fifth game when Paul Skeens is out there on the mound. You'll be able to hear every one of his pitches right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. So, exciting. Exciting for us to join forces with the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll have much more information coming up in the coming days here, but we'll see. Now, I have not been able to confirm just yet. The rumor is that the Pirates, once they got word that they are going to be back on in Happy Valley, like, wait a second, boys. We got to rally the troops. We got to put on a show for the good folks tuning in on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox in the Valley of Happiness. Let's go win a pennant! That's now, we haven't been able to confirm that, but up until then we heard it was kind of, we're going through the motions. It's another season of baseball in Pittsburgh. Now there is genuine excitement rippling through the clubhouse down in Bradenton, Florida, and they expect to take that with them when they come north for the start of the regular season. So, big things are undoubtedly on the way for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But big things for us. We are really, really excited to be the Pirates affiliate here in the Valley of Happiness. And, yeah, it's been too long since we've had that just nice backdrop to those summer afternoons and summer evenings of Pirates baseball. And I love Greg Brown. I could listen. He has quickly become one of my favorite announcers, so I'm looking forward to hearing his calls in particular here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. So we got that going for us.
I'm going to assume that we have at least one brand new listener today. First off, welcome. It's great to have you listening.
Hello.
That's great. Can you tell which one of us is the big Pirates fan?
Well, now, see, I thought you were an Orioles fan.
I am
now
an
you're
Orioles
saying
fan.
You're a it's me
it's
you're talking
you
about.
Oh,
yes, I am a Pirates fan. Now I remember.
And I think I have to go back and look again. I don't think the Pirates and Orioles play this season. I don't think they definitely don't play in Pittsburgh. That much I know. I'll have to check to see if you know, again, there's interleague play now and all this other stuff. I don't think the Orioles and Pirates play. Now, they do in the spring. They've already played several times here in the spring. But I don't think it's on the schedule, like the regular schedule.
By the way, if you are keeping track, we are 22 days away.
I was about to ask.
From the season opener with the Pirates visiting. Oh, we despise those Marlins. Beat the Marlins.
Beat them.
Something like that.
I don't know.
March
27th. I don't know anybody that gets excited about the Marlins.
No.
Outside of Miami. Okay, come on. Give me
not,
a break.
Not an easy thing to get excited about. So Pirates will open up with a four-game series against the Marlins in Miami on March 27th. That'll be a late afternoon start, 4:10 Eastern Time first pitch, which means our first hitting of the airwaves by the Pirates Radio Network will be at 3:40. Their pregame starts a half hour before first pitch, so 3:40 on March 27th, which will be a Thursday, is when the beloved Buccos open up their season. Right. And again, it's spring training. We can dream big. This could be the year they have a 500 record. Huh? Is that, no, we're dreaming big? Who's with me? We can do this.
You're shooting high, man. You're a really aspiring 500 record, baby.
Well, you dream big in spring training. I mean, it seems like almost anything's possible, even a 500 record for the beloved Bucks.
Now, let's check this.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
what do we check?
Most games will be at night, of course. However, some games will be in the afternoon.
The first couple of weeks especially, there will be certainly afternoon games all throughout the season. Those first, three or four weeks, there are a bunch of afternoon games, including weekday afternoon games, both early and kind of late afternoon. Again, the 4:10, 4:05 starts will not be uncommon, even during the weekdays here in the early stages of the season.
But now let's confirm this.
Yeah.
Okay, because our schedule this week, we've got, of course, PIAA High School Wrestling Championships from Hershey.
That is correct.
Our friends Todd and Norm Brown, I think they've received their two kegs of tea and honey, because they're going to be talking a lot.
That is not what I had heard Norm requested the kegs to be filled with. Now, we have there seems to be, okay.
Hershey.
We'll go with that.
Chocolate rum.
Yes.
Chocolate
rum. Sweetest place on earth.
Chocolate.
I get to spend
but now,
three long days.
We have a full show today. Our schedule is, I'll use the word disrupted, tomorrow.
Yes.
Correct? 9 o'clock. Right?
That is correct.
9 o'clock for wrestling tomorrow morning.
And then completely disrupted on Friday.
Yeah.
It's an outrage. I'm very upset about it.
Now, the Pirates.
Because it was 2 hours where I was not going to be on the air anyway. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't really matter.
There will be no morning games? Pirates morning games?
I don't believe. You know, I haven't gone through the entire schedule.
Oh.
I think there are zero.
Oh.
I'm fairly confident.
Okay.
Zero. They don't do the NFL thing where they go over to Wembley Stadium and we have a 9 a.m. first pitch. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're pretty safe in that regard.
Okay. Just making sure.
Now, there are some late night games, which
West Coast.
Yeah.
Good luck with those.
Yeah. Those people have got to get their clocks synced. It's ridiculous. They're completely out of sorts out there.
Well, folks, here's a general reminder. Daylight savings time, Saturday night. Yeah, I'm not a fan either, but there it is. So talking about clocks, that's pretty good timing.
Did Trump address that last night?
No, he didn't.
I didn't think so.
I fell asleep. Sorely disappointed.
So the kiddo and I did not see any of it live.
Oh.
I had the kiddo with me, and it's like, no, this is not kiddo viewing. And so we were watching a cooking show because we are really into cooking right now, which I love.
Okay.
And we both fell asleep on the couch. Mom had an event that we had been promoting. She was on the board last night for the mental health panel discussion. And she got home, I'll use the air quotes here, late, like almost 9 o'clock!
Oh, my God.
Which, of course, we were out. So I did wake up, as I am wont to do, during the overnight hours, and I'm kind of catching up, and I'm flipping around just to it just is amusing to see the different coverage. And so I'm flipping from Fox to CNN to NBC to MSNBC just to get the various perspectives. And the perspectives are exactly what you would think from each of the media entities. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think anybody is talking about the importance of getting rid of daylight saving time. Seemed like other things were on everybody's mind last night.
Never came up last night.
Oh, well. I'm hoping at some point during the term. I get that it might not be the priority right now. But at some point, let's get this rectified, Trump. Come on.
All right. Well,
let's do it.
I did watch the whole thing, amazingly. We'll have a lot of talk on this later on. By the way, we have a guest today that we are looking forward to. Penn State women's volleyball coach Katie Schumacher-Cawley is going to join us in studio.
Her Highness, I think, is how we're to refer to her.
Okay, you tell her that when she comes in here. We've been after her for weeks, obviously, national champions, all that sort of thing. If you know the story at all, this is much more than just about volleyball.
Yeah.
All right? And we're going to get...
Although the volleyball is pretty doggone special in and of itself. Yeah.
And so we've been, like, patiently making contacts, and she's available today, and we're like, come on in. So she's going to join us later on. Looking forward to that conversation. We will have some open line time later on, and yes, I will offer some thoughts on the speech, okay, last night. I was going to bounce around, and I started to bounce around, and I just thought, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to stick with one channel and just watch.
Yeah. What channel did you choose?
I'll be honest, I chose Fox. All right. Because I knew, you know, the CNN, MSNBC talking heads, I you know in advance what they were going to say. Now, same thing with Fox. You knew what these people were going to say. And to be honest with you, now again, if somehow you stayed up for this gig, it was over at 10:58 p.m. last night.
Is that okay?
I mean, wow. I was there and I'm like, okay, it's over. All right. Yes, it was the longest State of the Union speech ever, which should surprise absolutely no one.
Yes.
This is Donald Trump. Talk. All right, Mr. Talker. So, and then he started late. Apparently he showed up late, or the whole shindig just got started a little bit late. The whole thing went an hour and 40 minutes. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. Somebody, I didn't do it, but somebody out there, I'm sure, counted them the number of standing ovations. You know, I mean, talk about a great exercise plan. That's a great exercise
not
plan.
Not bad.
You're getting up and you're working the knees and all that sort of. Now, for half the room last night, they got great exercise. The other half of the room essentially didn't get any exercise, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So there was all that, and just I've got a whole bunch of notes. We're going to save them for later on.
Okay.
We're going to save them for later on. There was things I liked. There was things I really did not like. Like, are you serious? That sort of stuff. So we'll save that for later on. It should be fun. All right, let's see. A couple of quick things. First, weather. Yeah, what a beautiful day. we're supposed to get our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. We're probably going to get at least an inch of rain today and some wind. As I was driving into the studio at one point, a gust hit me, and I had to really grab a hold of my steering wheel with both hands, like, whoa, where did that one come from? So, folks, let's be careful. Now, it could be snow. Can you imagine if we're snow? Ooh, inch of rain is supposed to be a foot of snow. Ooh, okay. No, it's going to be an inch of rain. You know, puddling waters on roads, you know, all that sort of stuff. Watch out. It's going to rain all day. Going to rain all day. Now, Joe, you know, he mentioned it has been dry, relatively speaking, this winter. So an inch of rain right now. Probably our farmer friends are like, woohoo, yay, thank you. All right, they're probably happy. Next week is looking rather mild. I mean, yesterday was a beautiful day.
I'm a fan of mild.
So you didn't go to the Dollar Dog Night?
I did not.
Oh.
We actually did. We had a very brief discussion about it. And we had, so there were a combination of things. probably most significant of which is we had ribs left over from we got some ribs from Clem's. Free plug here, our favorite ribs. They were over at 814 Cidery, and we had stopped by on Sunday and grabbed some ribs. And we consumed a fair amount of ribs on Sunday night, but we had a fair amount of ribs left over. And so last night, we had a nice salmon dinner on Monday that we had planned for a while. And it's like, hey, we got a chance to finish up those ribs. And so ribs went out even over Dollar Dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
In this particular case. But we also seem to be a little lethargic. I think we might be fighting off something again with the Mad Turtle. So combination of things. It's like, yeah, let's just, we're going to hang out here at home.
I've got one of these things at my house. It's called a refrigerator.
Oh, we love the refrigerator.
Oh, you have
we
one?
We have to clean
the ribs
it out.
Couldn't have waited till today?
No, they needed to be consumed last night.
Sakes,
no,
right.
they were ready. They were calling our name repeatedly, like, hey, we're ready. We're ready to be eaten tonight. This is the night.
Now, again.
All right, ribs, we got you.
You look at, I mean, Penn State rescheduled this baseball game from, what, the end of March to yesterday. And if you remember the weather yesterday, it was perfect. I mean, I took my dog Domino out for a walk yesterday. Haven't done that in a while because of weather. And I'm looking outside. I'm like, it's a beautiful day. Come on, buddy, let's go. Put him in the back seat. We go to this one place which has like a track or a path area, and went for over 2 miles. And he loved it, and I loved it. It was a beautiful day. And so I'm thinking, you're sitting at the
That's
ball
a
game,
love fest.
Eating those Dollar Dogs. I'm wondering.
I was thinking about it.
If anybody, now we're going to take a break in a moment. We have our sports segment. Then, if you went to the Penn State baseball game yesterday, I'm just curious. Did they have a big crowd? Because the weather was perfect.
We have details coming.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. I mean, the weather was amazing. Can you imagine Trump? Well, they wouldn't play this game today. Obviously, hello, look out a window. And then Thursday, it's supposed to get cold again. And so you talk about dumb luck. They nailed it yesterday. Now, somebody in the Penn State athletic offices is really smart, I guess, or something. It's like, how'd they do that? But there we go. Today, of course, is the first day of Lent. If you are so inclined, Ash Wednesday is the official name for today. I came
We're
across
hoping
the,
Fat Tuesday would last forever, but it did not.
Well, I got a lead from a friend. Hey, Scott, I think there's Fosdocks at a certain place.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, cool. So I went to the certain place.
Uh-huh.
I won't mention the name of the place, and you'll know why in a moment. I went to the certain place.
Oh,
I walk in. I'm looking around like, okay, Fosdocks, where are they? And there was a box of containers with a couple of Fosdocks in each container, and I'm looking at these, I'm thinking, I don't think so. So I go to the woman at the register, and I held this up, and I said, are these supposed to be Fosdocks? And she's like, well, that's what we were told. And I'm like, ma'am, these are just donuts.
Oh, boy.
All right. If somebody told you these
well,
are Fosdocks.
That's a bummer.
I said, I'll buy them. So I bought them, and I ate them, and they were delicious. I mean, they were terrific.
Yeah.
But they were not official Fosdocks. They
gotcha.
Were just donuts. Okay.
Although, you know,
it's
like you said, donuts are fine.
It'll have to be a stand-in for today.
Fosdocks, yeah.
But I tell you what, before we take a break, caught this story from our friends at WTAJ, who had a story on this, I guess, a day or two ago. Is this something that we need to get maybe in state college? All right.
There is, maybe.
There's something in Altoona. It is what's called a rage room. A rage room. Now, if I'm pronouncing this right, down in Altoona, it's called Maudie's Mayhem. They just had a grand opening about a week ago. Jareth Maudie and his father are running this new place. Apparently, the Maudies, if I'm pronouncing that right, own a junk removal business. So, in other words, they get junk all right, from people. And apparently somebody had a bright idea that instead of, you know, normally you would get the junk and then you would, you know, dispose of it, right? Take it to the dump, throw it away, you know, do something with it. Apparently what they've done, the Mountie family, is they've bought a store, and what they have now is apparently all the junk they're putting in the store. And what you can do, it says here Monday through Friday, I don't know, not open on weekends, that's a bummer. You can go to the Rage Room, Mountie's Mayhem, you pay your fee, and I guess they give you a baseball bat or something, and then you can just let fly. This is 5 minutes, 10 minutes, doesn't say. Now, some of the people in Congress last night, they should probably go to the Rage Room, okay? I mean, come on, if you watched it last night, some long faces there. They should go to the Rage Room. Do we need to have one of these in State College? I'm thinking it would be a gigantic hit. What do you think, Mr. Ironhead?
I'm on board.
A Rage Room.
It would probably be helpful.
All right, so free plug, Mountie's Mayhem is on 6th Avenue, 6139 6th Avenue in Altoona. They just opened a few days ago. Now, again, it says here open Monday to Friday. I'm not sure why they're not open on weekends. I think they would do huge business on weekends. Maybe they can't get enough junk to fill the room for the people that are lined up to come in, grab, I don't know, a bat or something, and just boom, 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 just let fly. Folks, is that something you'd like to see here? Do we have an intrepid entrepreneur out there that would like to do a rage? It's called a rage
room. Do it.
All right. And again, some of those folks at the speech last night clearly.
You think?
The representative that was ejected from the room.
You don't think he was happy?
That's a first. You know, early on, thinking, oh man, this is going to get ugly. And this gentleman was removed from the room.
He was ugly.
I mean, and people cheered and people booed. It's like, oh my Lord. We will talk more about the speech later on. Right now, we're going to take a break. Got a sports break coming up right after this.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Windy today with showery rains, including a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be much needed rainfall. We've been in a big drought. A high temperature 50 to 55 degrees. The rain will come to an end tonight with the low temperature around 40. But tomorrow, windy and chillier with showers of rain and snow around. The temperature is holding around 40.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Light Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Light Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Light Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Light Cummings Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Light Cummings Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Light Cummings Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com.
The days are getting longer, and sooner than you think, the lawn will need mowed. So, decisions have to be made. When you roll out the old mower that just barely made it through last summer, or visit Dotter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 and see a great selection of Kubota. Dotter Equipment offers the Kubota B or BX Series compact or subcompact tractors. Either way, with Kubota, you get the number one rated brand in durability, ownership, and the reliability of any under 100 horsepower tractor in the USA. Maybe a tractor isn't what you had in mind. How about a Kubota zero turn mower? Something with lots of horsepower and 42 to 72 inch mower width. You can zip and zoom across your lawn with precision and ease atop a Kubota residential mower. Lawn care never felt this good. Indeed, decisions have to be made. So, to get answers to all your questions, visit Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota lawn care products.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
Oh, baseball is back, baby.
One of my favorite tunes.
We love it.
John Fogerty.
John Fogerty, center field.
Coach.
It is a good one. All right. Penn State baseball improving to 9-1 on the season as the Nittany Lions reeled off their eighth consecutive victory, holding off Fairleigh Dickinson in a 7-6 win at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park last night. The Knights scored a couple of runs in the eighth, but Chase Renner closed out the game with two consecutive strikeouts in a scoreless final inning. Penn State now 9-1, the best start for the Nittany Lions since 1980. Penn State collecting seven runs on seven hits. Joe Jokonski tallied two hits and two RBI. Jesse Jokonski drove in two runs, and Jack Porter had three hits, including a double. Ryan Weingartner added an RBI single and three steals in the game. Penn State with an eight-game winning streak. That's their longest winning streak since 2016. And, importantly, ladies and gentlemen, on its first Dollar Dog Night of the 2025 season, Penn State welcomed a home-opening record crowd of 4,049 fans.
Wow.
Folks, this is for an early March Tuesday. 4,049 fans. And I know what you're all wondering. All right, Ironhead.
How many?
Give us how many dogs
do you know?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I had somebody count during the course of the night. They
sure
got back to me this morning.
Yeah, right.
Or it might be on the Penn State website. They consumed 5,960 hot dogs.
See, if you had been there, they'd have made it 6,000.
They probably, yes. Man. Between the Mad Turtle and I, yes.
Oh, you would have done it.
We blew it for them. We did enjoy our rib. So, Nittany Lions welcome Indiana for the Big Ten opening series this coming weekend, the 7th through the 9th. Friday is set for a 5:30 first pitch. Saturday and Sunday set for 1 o'clock starts. All of the home games for Penn State are free admission for all ages except for 28. If you're 28, you must pay double.
No.
Just for this season, 28. They pick an age every year, and they double the price of admission. This year, if you're 28 years old, double the admission of nothing for you.
Really?
For the rest of the year. Yeah. Now, next year, I have it on good authority, and I'm saving up for it. Next year, it's going to be 56, which is going to be my age next year.
That's not good.
56-year-olds will be charged double at the gate. That's next season. So this year, I'm good. Just you go in and you pay nothing. But again, if you're 28 years of age, this year, Penn State, for no apparent reason, they're singling out the 28-year-olds. You pay double at the gate all season long. Sorry about that.
Oops.
Folks, big baseball news here, broken this morning. on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be back on the airwaves here in the Valley of Happiness this very season, and they'll be on the airwaves on some radio station. We don't even know. Oh, wait, no, it's us!
It's us.
They're going to be right here!
Right here, yeah.
Oh, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is your home for Pirates baseball here in 2025. Don't let us down, boys. Let's show up and show up big. Come on! We're rallying for you.
You watch Paul Skeens, I'll watch Livy Dunn.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's
everybody wins, yeah, with Livy in the house. That's, yeah, who knew? There's just, listen, Pittsburgh loves its baseball when the baseball team is doing well. And apparently, really love women's gymnastics as well. Because Livy Dunn has been well received. They really follow their women's gymnastics.
Very popular.
They're very impressed with the athletic prowess of Livy Dunn.
Well, she's good.
Very, very good.
LSU. Yeah.
Pirates fans unanimously agree. She's very, very good. Looking forward to the upcoming season. March 27th is when everything will get underway. 3:40 on that Thursday afternoon with the start of the return of Pirates baseball here to Happy Valley. Yeah, we're excited. Penn State men's lacrosse's Hunter Aquino and Colby Baldwin have earned the Big Ten weekly honors as freshman of the week for Aquino. It is the second time this season he has been so honored, and Colby Baldwin is the specialist of the week, the first time this season that he has earned that honor. Aquino, a freshman midfielder, had a very good showing against Yale this past weekend. 2 goals and 5 assists for 7 points. And Baldwin was just all over the place against Yale. He dominated the faceoffs, winning 17 of 26, a 6.54 rate. He also had 10 ground balls in the game, and he even got involved on the offense. He had an assist and also scored a goal of his own. And also garnering Big Ten honors, men's gymnast Josh Carnes has been named the Big Ten Men's Gymnast of the Week. The Erie, Pennsylvania native, with a very impressive showing, as the entire team had, against second-ranked Stanford in the big upset win. He had his high bar routine scoring a 13.6, which earned him the event title and secured the dual meet victory for Penn State over, again, then second-ranked Stanford. Yeah, good stuff all the way around. On the other end of the spectrum, we have, ladies and gentlemen, the Pittsburgh Penguins. They are not garnering a lot of honors for their performance here this season. Last night, a 4-1 loss to the Colorado Avalanche. They were scoreless after the first period, and it was tied after the second period. And then the Penguins do what the Penguins do.
Yes.
And they fold in the third period. Avalanche scored all 3 third period goals to post the 4-1 victory. Pittsburgh now 6 games below 500 for those keeping track. And sadly, I am. The Philadelphia Flyers stumbling for the first time. First loss since the Four Nations break. A 6-3 setback to the Calgary Flames last night, and the Flyers are back at 500 for the season. In Grapefruit League action yesterday, those beloved Pirates lost to the Red Sox. It's spring training. Meaningless games. Doesn't matter. Did not look good. 12-4. The Red Sox won the game, and the Pirates will be back in action this afternoon, taking on the Blue Jays in Bradenton. That'll be a 1-0-5 start this afternoon. The Phillies yesterday lost to the Yankees by a 12-3 final. The Phillies will take on the Tigers this afternoon, and that also will be a 1-0-5 start. And Saquon Barkley, He is going to make some money, is my understanding here, for playing football over the next few years now. Adam Schefter of ESPN broke the news yesterday that Barkley has indeed agreed to a two-year, $41.2 million contract extension.
Oh.
That is like over $20 million a season. That is like the biggest contract a running back has ever signed in the National Football League. Barkley had signed a three-year, 37.75 million dollar deal with the Eagles as a free agent last March. This is a two-year extension to that, keeping him in Philadelphia for the next 4 years. Now, it's interesting. The new deal guarantees Barkley $36 million at the signing. And, again, that is a base salary with the extension of over $20.5 million a season. And, in addition to that, Barkley can earn another $15 million through incentives and escalators built into his contract. So if you do the math, and it took me a while, it's like over $55 million that's on the table for that final 2 years of the deal, along with the money he's already going to secure or has secured for the upcoming two seasons. Big deal. Big deal here for Saquon Barkley, and congratulations to Saquon. That is a well-earned contract for sure, but it is a very nice contract for sure as well. Cool stuff.
Interesting. Now, back when he was with the Giants, do you remember all the debate? And Saquon was complaining. Other guys were complaining that running backs were not getting paid a fair amount. Quarterbacks were getting all the attention.
Yep.
You know, some other guys, it's like, oh, we don't need running backs anymore. You know, that basic vibe that, well, running backs just aren't important anymore. Do you remember that with the Giants? And it made him angry, and there was some discord, you know, with the Giants ownership and so on. And around other teams, the thinking was the same. Oh, we don't need running backs anymore. No, this is a passing game now. Quarterbacks, by far, number one, got to pay them big bucks, you know, and so on. And maybe receivers, big bucks. Running backs, yeah, who cares? Well, Saquon has just changed that dynamic.
That is for sure.
I can't say all by himself. There are other really good running backs out there. But this idea that you can be a successful NFL team without a good running game.
It might not be accurate, but you can still say it.
Okay, whatever.
it's pretty accurate.
I mean,
actually,
this idea that you can have a successful NFL team without a running game. No, you can't. And Saquon just proved it. In one season, he just proved it. 2,000 yards, Super Bowl, the whole bit. And so, you know, congrats to Saquon. Does he deserve the dough?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. All right. Now, I want to see other running backs are going to say, ha-ha, look what Saquon got. Now, the response might be, okay, you want to win a Super Bowl? Maybe we'll give you that kind of money.
Run for over 2,000 yards. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know,
let's
that sort of thing. Okay. So, anyway.
Also, this afternoon, I just have a sneaking suspicion this might be moved into the Luba Hall, but at the moment, scheduled for a 5:30 start at Panzer Stadium, Penn State women's lacrosse taking on 12th-ranked Princeton this afternoon. Again, I would keep an eye out and probably not show up to Panzer Stadium. Just a crazy hunch I have that could possibly, you know, outside chance, be moved indoors just because the weather is, I would say, not ideal. Nittany Lions are 2-4 on the young season. This is a big opportunity for Penn State here this afternoon or this evening, 5:30 against scheduled start for Penn State and Princeton. Also, mentioned the Penn State hockey team's big weekend coming up at Pagola Ice Arena on the front end of it. Senior captain Simon Mack of the men's team has been dabbed the Big Ten's third star of the week. That was announced yesterday. Mack, of course, helping Penn State to a series split with second-ranked Minnesota in the season finale and the final home series of the season for the Nittany Lions. Again, Penn State will be at Michigan this weekend in the Big Ten quarterfinals. Penn State goes in as the 5 seed, Michigan the 4 seed. Best of 3 series starts Friday night at 7 o'clock, and the two teams will meet again on Saturday at 7, and if needed, game 3 would be Sunday at 7 in Ann Arbor. And of course, the Penn State women's hockey team will be back in action on Saturday in the AHA championship game against Mercyhurst. That'll be a 2 o'clock face-off at Pagula Ice Arena. And tickets for the 2025 NCAA Women's Gymnastics Regional, which Penn State is hosting at Rec Hall from Wednesday, April 2nd through Saturday, April 5th, are now on sale. The all-session tickets are available. Tickets are $32 for adults, $20 for the kiddos, 12 and under, and groups of 20 or more can purchase a discounted group rate, and you can do so by calling 1-800-NITTANY. Single-session tickets will go on sale in the near future. All tickets, by the way, for the Women's Gymnastics Regional are general admission. So go in and find your seat. And a reminder that the PIAA State Wrestling Championships will be broadcast right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Todd and Norm Brown and others will be broadcasting the action starting tomorrow. Thursday morning, 9 o'clock is when our coverage will begin. We'll hand over the airwaves here 9 o'clock tomorrow to Todd and Norm in Hershey, and they will have complete coverage of the boys AA and AAA action and the girls tournament. We'll be keeping tabs on through the first couple of rounds, and then as they get into the quarterfinals and on, we'll have live coverage of that as well. Todd and Norm seemed insistent that they be allowed the opportunity to eat and go to the bathroom while they're in Hershey, and what? So we it was a tough negotiation. We went back and forth,
get
and we're like, "All right, we'll give you the opportunity." it was a heated negotiation, but we acquiesced, and so they will again provide updates on the early round of the women's or girls action, and then we will have live action Friday evening on of everything going on in high school wrestling from Hershey. Looking forward to that. And while we're at it, a quick reminder that we will have lots of Center County High School baseball and softball action rolling your way this spring as well, right here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Although we're going to have to dance around with the Pirates maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
I assume, right? If it's afternoon game.
We'll dance with the Buccos,
right,
baby.
We're going to have to watch out for that. I mean, for Todd and Norm, come on, guys. Just give them a bag and there's a corner right
there. You go. down a sandwich in 2 minutes while the commercials are playing. Let's get with it, boys. And a reminder, while we're on the sports theme, that in fairly short order, Katie Schumacher-Colley, the head coach of the Penn State women's volleyball team. I'm sorry. That would be the head coach of your national champion women's volleyball team, will be joining us in studio. Very much looking forward to that conversation.
In a little bit.
So
right.
We've got lots going on the sports front. Oddly enough, on your home for sports here in Center County, We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We got that going for us.
I did check. The Pirates and Orioles do play this year.
Ah.
But not till September.
Oh, in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Okay, that's the only time they play in the regular season. They also play spring ball tomorrow.
There you go.
So there we go. All right, we're going to take a break. Well, Wet Wednesday continues after this.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Windy today with showery rains, including a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be much needed rainfall. We've been in a big drought. A high temperature 50 to 55 degrees. The rain will come to an end tonight with the low temperature around 40. But tomorrow, windy and chillier with showers of rain and snow around. The temperature's holding around 40.
Radio 98.7, the Fox.
The days are getting longer, and sooner than you think, the lawn will need mowed. So, decisions have to be made. Will you roll out the old mower that just barely made it through last summer? Or visit Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, and see a great selection of Kubota. Dotter Equipment offers the Kubota B or BX Series compact or subcompact tractors. Either way, with Kubota, you get the number one rated brand in durability, ownership, and the reliability of any under 100 horsepower tractor in the USA. Maybe a tractor isn't what you had in mind. How about a Kubota zero turn mower? Something with lots of horsepower and 42 to 72 inch mower width. You can zip and zoom across your lawn with precision and ease atop a Kubota residential mower. Lawn care never felt this good. Indeed, decisions have to be made. So, to get answers to all your questions, visit Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota lawn care products.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Let's talk here on a rainy, wet, but wonderful Wednesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you, and making her way into the studio as we speak is the head coach of the Penn State women's volleyball team, Katie Schumacher-Colley. She'll be joining us in just a moment. Let her dry off a little bit as she works her way in to our building and now into our studio here on this Wednesday morning. Again, if you're just joining us, our big announcement this morning is that the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be airing here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox this season. The season opener will be at the Marlins on Thursday, March 27th. So we're excited to be able to bring you Pirates baseball all throughout the upcoming season. And again, our coverage will get underway on March 27th, 3:40 on that Thursday afternoon is when our happy arrival of the Pirates returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley will occur. And hopefully the Buccos don't have a ton of rainouts. Fortunately, you know, the advantage of wrestling and of women's volleyball is when it's like this, it doesn't matter because we're inside. We get to do our sports inside.
Yeah, you're spoiled, right? Come on.
It's the way it's supposed to be, baby. Katie Schumacher-Colley, kind enough to join us and brave the elements here this morning. Katie, it is great to see you. Thank you for coming in this morning. We greatly appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Have you been able to just kind of sit back and put into perspective everything that has occurred to you, your program, your kiddos in this past year?
No, it's been quite the ride. It's a blur. You know, we got back from winning and, you know, the team all went home. Everyone went their separate ways. And then here we are again. We're back in the gym training and getting ready. But it's been a lot of fun and a lot of great times with this group.
There's a gazillion questions I want to ask. I know Scott has a bunch for you as well. I'll start with a couple. When you were named head coach, obviously Russ Rose had a tremendous impact on you. Just what were you envisioning, and how quickly? Like, I have to think this is occurring a little sooner than you could have even imagined when you took the job, or am I wrong?
I was fortunate enough to come back and work with Coach Rose and enjoyed my 4 years with him as an assistant coach. And it's been super fast moving since then. But, you know, I'm proud of the program and proud to be here at Penn State. And, it's nice that we got things, you know, moving in the same direction that he started this program in.
Can you talk a little bit about Rec Hall and what it means to you? I know Cale is very reluctant to move many matches over to the Jordan Center because he loves that atmosphere. And I know, man, when it is rocking for women's volleyball, there really is nothing quite like it.
You know, yeah, there's nothing like Rec Hall. And we're neighbors with wrestling, their office, so we tend to think that their magic is rubbing off on us a little bit. But, there's no place like Rec Hall. I mean, we're so fortunate to have the fans we do, the booster club, and just the community that comes out to support the team no matter who we're playing. It's old, it's historic, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
So, in other words, if somebody came knocking at your door and said, hey, coach, why don't we do what Nebraska did? We're going to have a match at Beaver Stadium.
Yeah.
Like in September or something.
Hey, I'm all for us trying some different things for sure. You know, I know the Big Ten's going to try and do some stuff in the next couple years. And I'm all for helping promoting our sport. It's only getting bigger and bigger. And we're so fortunate that we're on TV as much as we are. And I'm all for growing the game and getting these women the exposure they deserve. But, we can do one or two games like that. But I'd like to stay in Rec.
Katie, what are you seeing in terms of at the high school level here in Pennsylvania with the success you're having? Obviously, the success Pitt is having. Nebraska is, I think, largely considered, man, that's the hotbed for women's volleyball. But, I mean, here's Pitt and Penn State both contending for national titles. Are we seeing, I know locally we're seeing the numbers go up, like in Center County here with girls volleyball. Statewide, do you have a sense for, like, the caliber of player that's coming out now?
Well, I don't think anyone would have ever thought Penn State and Pitt would be in a Final Four.
How about it?
I think both schools are doing a great job of growing the game and helping the communities. And I know my players are helping out with club volleyball here in town. And I think just being around these young kids and, promoting the sport and helping them get better is, it's phenomenal. I mean, I love to see that Pennsylvania volleyball is growing.
I think we might be the only radio show in America that can claim that we have talked to two national women's volleyball champion coaches in the same season. Can you take a guess who the other one was?
Oh, gosh. Good old Russ Rose?
No.
Oh.
This season.
This season.
Different level of volleyball.
Heather.
God.
Okay.
Yes. Heather, she's got it going on there at Juniata, I'll tell you that. I mean, she is phenomenal, and I mean, I'm so happy for her and her team. We constantly text back and forth during the tournament, and that's unheard of. And they're going to be great next year as well. So she's doing a phenomenal job there.
And of course, the most amazing thing about her is she puts up with that jerk of a husband she has.
Come on.
I am kidding.
He's right down the hall from me too.
One of the genuinely great people in Penn State athletics.
You're in trouble, aren't you?
Actually, Mark, I need to call and let him know. He'll be happy that we have the Pirates on. He is a big,
He's a big Buccos
fan. Big Pirates fan, yeah.
Yeah, two national champion teams separated by a mountain.
Yeah.
Essentially. Now, we had Heather on, this was weeks ago.
Okay.
And I joked with her, I was like, okay, what do we have to do to get a match between Juniata and Penn State? Could that ever Or is it, no, your maybe, division
maybe,
one,
maybe in, the, maybe in the spring, it could. But you know, we'll start our full team practice here after spring break. So I don't know where they're at in their training right now. You know, everyone does it differently and gets X amount of hours and days to train. So we'll scrimmage with, we're going to actually go to Army and do like a little leadership building activity with the team and scrimmage them in April. And then Maryland's going to come here and scrimmage us as well. So
that, I mean, it would be an exhibition.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Division one, Division three.
I would love it. Heather's, you know, she's got it going on there, and their team competes hard.
Okay. If somebody over at the athletic office is listening, that sounds like a good idea.
That'd be fun. It would be fun. I'm sure their kids would get a kick out.
Yeah.
It would be a thrill.
Yeah.
Here's a question, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I finished my sixth round of chemo February 10th, and I'm gonna have surgery here March 13th. So I'm looking forward to having this part behind me and moving forward. But I'm feeling great, and just ready to be done with the surgery part and get back to healing and be ready to go here.
How difficult was juggling what you're going through? I know you seem to put the team first at every stage here this season. But how difficult, just even time management wise, was this season? And I guess moving forward, how much confidence does it give you that, man, we are good from here on out, because I'm not going to have another season quite like this in terms of personal challenges.
Right, yeah, knock on wood. No, I mean, I have an amazing staff that, you know, they took over and did everything that needed to be done. And, you know, the support from the athletic department, you know, I was back and forth to Philly quite a bit, you know, because I'm using UPenn and my doctors are there. So, you know, my husband take me back and forth. My mom came to live with us, you know, and like I said, the community and the athletic department. You know, Pat Kraft took care of me and got me to where I needed to be. You know, they flew me from Philly to Ohio State when we were playing there because I had to have an appointment. And, you know, I'm just fortunate for the people I have around me to make it a lot easier. And, but I'm glad that part is done.
I hope we're not getting too personal with these questions.
No, not at all. No.
I mean, I'm trying to think, when did you first announce this?
Yeah, I found out in September, and I let the team know early October, just because I was starting chemo, and you know, I wanted them to know first, and I knew with losing my hair and all of that, you know, eventually people would find out. So, you know, I felt the need that I needed to make people aware, because I didn't want to have to be talking about it at, you know, every gym we went to. So, you know, the team knew first, and obviously the administration, and, you know, like I said, everyone was so supportive, and, you know, the Big Ten community as well. I mean, there's a lot of people that care out there, and, you know, so, yeah, so around September is when I found out.
Was this like during a checkup or something?
Yeah, no, I mean, I felt something, and, you know, I immediately went back to the doctors. I had had a mammogram 4 months earlier, and nothing was found. So, you know, it's crazy how it works, and, you know, I'm happy with the care I've received, you know, both here in State College and in Philadelphia. I'm really lucky on that part of it. So, yeah, so no, I find out, I felt something. I immediately went back to the doctors, and that's when I had to start having all these biopsies and scans done.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Was there ever a moment where you thought, you know what, I've got great assistant coaches, maybe they should take over and I should go over here and take care of myself?
No, I just, you know, you got to keep moving forward, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I kept the team moving forward and stayed on track. I'm not one to sit around and nap and all of that, so I need to be moving and shaking all the time. So no, I needed to handle my business at the doctors and then be back at Rec Hall. And, you know, I think I said in one of the other interviews is, you know, I felt most normal at Rec Hall around the team and my staff, and so that made it a lot easier.
That must have been tough, though. I mean, Scott here, I'm an old guy. I hope I never have any kind of cancer. Obviously, we all hope that. But I'm thinking there must have been days when just you felt like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Oh, yeah, I got to go coach. Did you have any of those days?
No. You know, the team was so fun. The team kept me on my toes all the time. They were jokers. They were fun to be around and just kept it light all the time. And so I really you know, I couldn't wait to be around them and being there. And yeah, there were days I was tired and, but you know, I'd be able to go home and with my mom and my husband, Mike, taking care of the kids, I was able to, you know, shower and kind of just go to bed. So again, I'm fortunate for the support I've had around me to get me through it.
You talk about the team and them being fun to be around. Talk about the importance of the dynamics of that team. Obviously, when I'm asked about the wrestling team, it's like, well, let's start with they have a bunch of really good wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, they are very talented. And then, yes, it's the chemistry, it's putting team first and some things that, I don't think at least historically have been that common in that sport. The importance, obviously, you have to have good volleyball
Absolutely.
Players. You're not winning a national title without talent. But
right.
Talk about the dynamics of this year's team in particular, because it did seem like you just had different players in different roles, and they brought different personalities, brought different skill sets, and it just like meshed perfectly is from the outside looking in the way it seemed.
No, I mean, we were a senior-led team, and obviously you have to have the talent to be successful, but we had five seniors that led the way the entire season. And, you know, they had been a part of back-to-back seasons losing in the Sweet 16, and, you know, they came together and they led the team. And I think when you have players that are leading the charge, it makes it a lot easier on the coaching staff. And, you know, Jess, Quinn, Taylor, Cam, and Quinn are our five seniors, and some had major roles on the court, and some were major roles off the court, which we needed both. And, you know, I'm so proud of them and happy that they could finish their senior year the way they did. You know, they helped the freshmen along. We had quite a few freshmen that made an impact. Our setter, Izzy Stark, and one of our back row players, Ava Falduto, who's, you know, they're both freshmen, and I think stepping in any sort of role as a freshman is tough. And you know, these seniors took care of everyone, and they laid the foundation, and they were hard on the team, but they, you know, they knew when to lighten up a little bit. And you know, I don't think without that group we wouldn't have been this successful.
When did you know in the off season that this team had this type of potential? I mean, did you kind of envision this thing coming together the way it did?
Well, you know, the freshmen came early, so we had our full roster minus one player in the spring. So
okay.
We were able to really train hard in the spring and kind of get the younger kids acclimated to what we were doing. So I think that was a huge benefit of them coming early and being able to train with us. And, you know, I thought in the spring we were pretty special. You know, the team worked hard, they were committed and did all the extra things, and we didn't have to ask them to do that, which is, you know, kind of rare, asking kids to do extra these days. And they set the tone in the spring. So, you know, I was really proud of what they did in the spring, and it did carry through the whole season.
Take a break here after this one, but that reverse sweep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On that stage, I mean, when you look back at the season, I mean, is that the moment that kind of in your mind? Because in mine, it like that defines. All right, that is what this team is about. Is you throw whatever you want at us, and we're just going to find a way to grind back and get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is I mean, I had to go back and rewatch that match because, you know, it was a long match. It was a hard match. And the team never quit, and they didn't give up. And you know, Nebraska made a few errors that they usually don't make, and we kind of took over at that point. And I knew after winning that match that, you know, we could have a real good shot at winning the finals. And but yeah, that match definitely set the tone.
Of all of the moments, and man, there were a lot of great moments this season, but boy, that one, it's like, man,
it's pretty special.
That is, yes, against probably the biggest rival.
Oh, yeah.
I think, right, for Penn State.
And they're a very, very good team, and they'll be very good this year. And, we just took advantage of their errors and found a way to win.
Just very, very special stuff.
All right, let's take our break right here. Coach, can you stick around for another segment? All right.
Yeah.
He actually jumped the gun on me because I wanted to ask one or two questions.
Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm watching that, obviously, on television. I'm like, oh, crap. No, no, no. They've come so far. No, no, no.
I think some people fall asleep. Yeah.
Well, you woke them up. There we go.
How about?
All right, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Coach Katie Schumacher-Cawley about volleyball, which is growing by leaps and bounds. Let's take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Get that feeling. Get that feeling. It's the Fox. Hastings Valley weather.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Windy today with showery rains, including a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be much needed rainfall. We've been in a big drought. A high temperature 50 to 55 degrees. The rain will come to an end tonight with the low temperature around 40. But tomorrow, windy and chillier with showers of rain and snow around. The temperature's holding around 40.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
back on a Wednesday morning with the head coach of the national champion Penn State women's volleyball team, Katie Schumacher Colley, kind enough to brave the elements this morning and join us in studio, and we are deeply appreciative of the time. Katie, going back to the Final Four and just that experience, and I know I don't think a driving force was for you this season was I'm going to be the first women's coach to coach a women's volleyball team to a championship, but you are the first. Anytime anybody is the first in anything, like, that's a special item to have on your resume now for the rest of your career.
Right. Yeah. All season long, people talk about, who's going to be the first woman to do this. And I never thought of it like that. I like to win, and I know Penn State likes to win. And, so they were trying to make the narrative that. But, for me, I was just happy for the team and Penn State that we're able to have another national championship.
Coach, I don't know this. Are most women's teams coached by men?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
they
I don't.
Are, they are.
There's, yeah, majority are. So I'm just, here I am.
I guess I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
With as much as the game has progressed, I figure there would be more female coaches.
Yeah, I think. I think there's, more getting in, and I'm always encouraging. We have a couple players that want to coach, and I'm all for helping them and wanting them to be in the best position to, if this is something they want to do, to get involved, because it's a lot of fun, and it's special to be a part of.
Now, obviously, we cover primarily sports here, although we'll talk about a speech later on, but that's a different kind of sport. Obviously, we follow the team all season. We're like, hey, these girls are good. Hey, they're looking good. Then the match at Pitt.
Yep.
And thud.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what just happened? What happened?
Yeah, I said the same thing.
What happened?
It was a great atmosphere. I think they had 13,000.
It came across the TV unbelievably well. I mean, it really did.
It was amazing. I mean, we had a nice group come up from Penn State, and I think the moment was pretty big, and some players didn't rise to the occasion, and I think we didn't play well at all, and Pitt is a phenomenal team, and I think we learned a lot from that match, and obviously we went on and won quite a few matches after that, and I think we learned a lot from it, and I think it came, you never want to lose, but I think you can learn a lot from both winning and losing matches, and we the seniors didn't take that well, and so we came back and got back to work, and was getting ready for Big Ten play, and thought we made some great changes.
I mean, he's Mr. Wrestling, okay?
Yeah.
I used to coach youth soccer for a whole bunch of years. Teachable moments. Now, granted, your team is like at the top level.
Yeah.
And these girls are great. Teachable moments? What was the teachable moment after the Pitt match?
Well, we were on TV, and so I don't think that was something that they like seeing after the fact, being beat that quickly and not really putting up a fight. But, they figured it out. We got back to work, made some changes within, the lineup, and everyone got better, and they didn't want to feel that way again and use it as a tool to get better for the Big Ten, because our conference is unforgiving, and I thought did a nice job throughout conference, and learned from losing at Wisconsin. That's been a tough place for us to be at, and we were able to beat them at home, but we got to find a way to beat them on the road. And again, that was a teachable moment, and put us into the second half of the season, and we did some really good things.
All right, now the Creighton match.
Oh, yeah.
Now, most people, probably can't spell Creighton. They don't know where Creighton is, which, by the way, is Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That was here. It was in the quarterfinals or regional final or whatever it is.
Yep.
You win, they win. You win, they win. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep.
What was going through your mind that match?
Well, I mean, they're a very good team as well, and I thought they did a nice job throughout the season, and we're at home, and so I knew if we can get to the fifth set, we can settle down and find a way to win and use the crowd to our advantage, and it was an amazing atmosphere. I think for both teams, Creighton traveled well. And,
yeah.
But, you know, come the fifth set, I thought the team really stepped up and took advantage of the noise and, you know, studied the fifth set and won. And, you know, they knew a lot was on the line going to a Final Four and, you know, for the senior group. And I thought the seniors did an excellent job in that match as well.
Katie, I'm sure it feels good for you to get the contract extension, but maybe as importantly is just on the recruiting front, how important is your ability to go into to kids' homes and talk with them and say, listen, stability.
Yeah.
We know where we're at. We know where we're going. On the recruiting front, how important is just having that in
yeah,
your hip pocket?
I mean, or, I think that's huge
yeah.
for these athletes to know that, you know, I'll be here and, you know, I want my staff to remain the same. But, you know, there comes a time when they want to be head coaches as well, and I'm so supportive of that. But for sure, I mean, I want to be here at Penn State, and I love it here. And to have that support and moving forward and these athletes knowing that, you know, it's a great thing.
You talked about this team being a senior-led team, and no question, it was a special group. They did what they did.
Yep.
Leave quite a legacy. Talk about this, the step now to next season, and I guess let's start with the importance of this spring. You touched on some of the events coming up, but how important is it for this team, this upcoming team, to absorb the lessons, good and bad, that were learned this year and really kind of grab the mantle themselves?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the spring so far has been great. Everyone's getting better and working hard and, you know, getting stronger in the weight room. But it's a challenging group to see who's going to step up and want to lead. And so we're working on some leadership. And, you know, we have quite a few players returning that played significant time. And, you know, I'm looking for them to step forward and one of them to kind of take over and take the reins. But it's challenging because it's young. We have a couple younger players that will be involved in every play. And, you know, Izzy is a setter. She had a phenomenal freshman season, and she is a true leader. And I think just finding her own voice and her space as a younger player, and I think she understands that. You know, when you get to college, it doesn't really matter what year you are. You can make an impact, and you can be a leader at a young age.
How special is she? I mean, obviously stepping into the role she did and excelling to the degree she did right out of the gate. I know she was highly lauded coming out of high school, but to deliver the way she did as consistently as she did, and you could see the improvement throughout the course of the season. I mean, we talk about special players. She's obviously special, but I mean, maybe exceptionally so.
Yeah, she's, you know, she is a really special player, and she wants to get better, and I don't think she even knows how good she can be. And she, you know, she works hard in practice. She always wants to do extra film and extra reps. And, you know, I think that's what makes players special. She does stuff on her own, and she doesn't always need to be led by a coach to do more. And she wants to win. I mean, she wants to win in everything she does. And I think spring, her first spring, was a challenging time for her and finding her way and being super young, but being able to have a voice. I mean, that position has to have a voice on the floor. And she found out real quick that she had to step up and do some things and be comfortable in her own skin. And, you know, I'm really proud of what she's done and what she's doing, you know, this semester and moving forward. And, you know, Izzy wants to be a doctor. She's really smart as well and does extremely well in school. And, you know, she just, you know, does her best in everything she can, and she's a great teammate.
Hey, if you're not smart enough to be a radio host, being a doctor is not a bad alternative route.
That's right.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm dumb as a brick, and I'm a radio host, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's
never
a pretty
mind.
Low bar.
Yeah,
buddy.
Come to think of it.
All right, you're in dreamland, okay? All right, now you're the national championship team. Yay! That must make recruiting easier.
No, I mean, I think recruiting's hard any way you spin it. I think it's a new age of recruiting, you know, NIL and all of that. But, you know, Penn State's a special place. And, you know, it's not for everyone. And, you know, I always say I want players that want to be a part of Penn State and be a part of the team and the program. So we're very fortunate with what we've done with recruiting, and We do get a lot of players that want to be a part of it. Now we have a roster cap of 18, which I don't really like. But, you know, that's the new rule because I feel like we've always had a bigger roster in the past. And I like players that work hard and that want to be here. So, you know, we'll have to tighten up the roster a little bit. And I don't want to have to cut players and all of that. So we're good where we're at right now. And we're bringing in, you know, some really great players coming up.
Katie, how difficult is that change going to be, or is it now? Because one of the things that I think is going to be missing here, and I don't know if you have a sense, like, are we going to have more players that you talk to that, man, we'd like to have you, we don't have room right now,
yeah,
we'll follow you, like, go to another school, and...
Yeah,
you know, let's see if something opens up in a year or two. I mean, it's just such a different world. But again, you have the limitations that you do. Does it change a little bit in terms of some of the players that you talk to that, man, we really like you. We
yeah.
just don't have the room right now, but maybe keep us in mind in another
sure.
year or two as you continue.
Yeah, I mean, roster management is huge. We had 16 on our roster this fall, and that's the smallest roster we've had in a long time. So it gives us a little wiggle room with having 18. We'll carry 18 for sure. But, you know, I think knowing the changes that were coming, you know, we didn't over recruit because, you know, I didn't want to have to cut players.
Yeah.
So we're in a good spot right now. With numbers and who's graduating and all of that. So, but yeah, that's going to be a tricky part of it. And again, it's, you know, I don't really like the 18, but it's the new rule and I have to follow it. So we'll make sure that we're on the right track and getting the right players and making sure that we have, you know, the numbers we need.
I don't know this. What did it used to be?
I mean, we've had 20 to 22 players on the roster. I think my first season back, we had, I think, 22 on the roster. So we didn't have a cap. I think it was always, coach was like, however many, Coach Rose was always, how many lockers we have in the locker room, we'll fill that and then go from there.
So there was no limit before.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a limit.
Now there's a limit of 18.
Because why?
It's the scholarship. It's the, you know, cutting down. It's all the rosters. You know, I think every sport is going to struggle with this a little bit until we get the ball rolling. But, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes NCAA does some crazy things and we're just part of it.
Do you have any sense that some of this may change down the road? As I don't know. I'm anticipating we're going to see some contractions in terms of the number of,
yeah.
and I'll use air quotes, big time programs. Like, hey, we can't go all in on this or
right.
or that. If and when that happens, do you think then the conferences maybe get together and say, listen, all right, this makes more sense to let the sports that we
yeah.
have that are going big time
right.
manage their rosters the way they
yeah.
want.
Well, I think the rules are changing daily with the NCAA and what they're trying to do. So I know the Big Ten, and I know Pat's part of some committees, and I know the Big Ten will lead the charge in this, and they'll
yeah.
do what's best for the student athletes and what's best for the universities. So, you know, I think we just have to buckle up and let the Big Ten show everyone how we do it.
How difficult is managing everything that's going on in college athletics, and to what degree, I guess, or do you specifically have to keep your hands on
yeah.
on everything and be aware? Because as you said, it's, I don't think anybody has a real good sense, all right, by next year, this is what it's going to look like. So I have no
right.
idea what it's going to look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, I think there's still a lot of questions and a lot of movement and changes. And, you know, for me, I hope it's the roster size thing can change a little bit. I think especially in women's sports. And, you know, I think it's going to be hard for every sport here. But it's constantly changing. And I do think that the conferences will come together and have a set of new rules and hopefully be managed the right way.
I've got one more question. You got any more? Or because
go ahead. Yeah, okay. we can wrap.
Coach, you got to explain this to me, okay? If I watch a football game, I can watch the game. I'm cheering, yay! Baseball game, yay! Basketball game, yeah. Wrestling match, yeah. I watch volleyball and I watch your team, and I'm sitting there like, ooh, oh, I'm twisting myself into a pretzel with volleyball.
Yeah.
What is it about your sport
Oh, it's fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
It is. Yes, it's entertaining. The girls are so athletic and so strong, and I think it's one of the best best sports to watch on TV. I mean, it's fast moving, and sure, if you don't understand what's going on, you just need to know that you want to keep the ball off the floor, so everyone's flying around. And it's exciting. It's exciting time for volleyball, and like I said, it's fortunate that we're on TV as much as we are. And maybe you should come by practice, and we can show you a few things.
No, it's amazing. How did you when you were a kiddo? How did you get involved with the sport? Is there family background?
Yeah, I have a lot of family, and I grew up in Chicago, yep. And a big family, and I had cousins that played volleyball and basketball, and I always wanted to be like them. And I had an older sister, and she played volleyball as well. So I kind of just was thrown into it at a young age, and I loved being in a gym, and I had some great role models, and I had cousins that played in college, and I loved it. I loved being in the gym.
On the recruiting front now, give me an idea of what the process is. Like, where are you checking in with kids first? And again, obviously you're looking for a certain volleyball skill, but you're looking for personality traits, right. and other things that, hey, this kid might be a good fit for our program.
Well, I'm not doing a whole lot of traveling right now. Actually, Brian, Mike, and Megan are traveling a lot with recruiting, and they're going to national tournaments, and, we can have players on campus this summer, and we'll do that. And I think when you get them to your camp, you get a feel for their personality and if they'll fit in well. And it's getting to know them, and it's getting to know the level they can play at. And obviously we want the best players that will improve as well, because it's one thing to be good when you get here. And I think, our goal is to always improve them and get them better. And, that's one thing that I can say is our players do improve and they compete here. And, we have several that went on and are playing pro right now, and I'm proud of what they're doing in a pro level, because that's tough.
How important is the conversations you have with the players that are on your team? Kid comes in and visits and you get an impression, but maybe sometimes the players are telling you, we saw some things. Good or bad. It's, you might not have seen this, but we're not entirely sure. Or, hey, you might not have seen this, but this kid, gets it.
Yeah, absolutely. Our player, I'm really close with the players, and we communicate well, and obviously I want their feedback on players that we bring on campus and make sure that they'd be a good fit for the group. And, it's important, because it's hard, and you're together all the time, and so you want to make sure it's the right fit. And, recruiting is tough in that part, because, you do make errors sometimes, and I think it's, you can make an error recruiting, but you can also fix it and help players fit in better and do the right thing.
Kay, we cannot thank you enough for the time this morning. It was great
to
see you.
Thank you for having
me. Continued good health on your journey, and we look forward to the upcoming season. But man, congratulations!
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
And you mentioned you're throwing out a pitch at a Chicago Cubs game.
Yes,
sometime.
I'm a Cubs fan.
Awesome. All right, because you're
awesome.
Originally from Chicago.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. Avoid the White Sox.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm a Chicago fan, so
yes, last year of White Sox.
I know they were terrible. I know they broke some records, right?
Oh, as a Pirates fan, I wouldn't have any idea what that's like. Oh, wait a second. This is the year, though, the Pirates come back.
I used to be
inspired
a suffering Orioles fan until
back on
the last
airwaves
couple of years. So
here at Happy
I know
Valley.
What you're all talking about. All right, let's take a break here, for goodness sakes. We will come back with more of the program, yes, right after this.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Windy today with showery rains, including a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be much-needed rainfall. We've been in a big drought. The high temperature, 50 to 55 degrees. The rain will come to an end tonight with the low temperature around 40. But tomorrow, windy and chillier with showers of rain and snow around. The temperature's holding around 40.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
The days are getting longer and sooner than you think. The lawn will need mowed, so decisions have to be made. Will you roll out the old mower that just barely made it through last summer? Or visit Dotter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 and see a great selection of Kubota. Dotter Equipment offers the Kubota B or BX Series compact or subcompact tractors. Either way, with Kubota, you get the number one rated brand in durability, ownership, and the reliability of any under 100 horsepower tractor in the USA. Maybe a tractor isn't what you had in mind. How about a Kubota zero turn mower? Something with lots of horsepower and 42 to 72 inch mower width. You can zip and zoom across your lawn with precision and ease atop a Kubota residential mower. Lawn care never felt this good. Indeed, decisions have to be made. So, to get answers to all your questions, visit Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota lawn care products.
The Fox! Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox!
It's Let's Talk here on a wonderful, wildly wacky,
and wet,
and very wet Wednesday edition. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, some open phone time here, 814-954-7266. A huge thank you to Katie Schumacher Colley. Man, what a coach, what a person. Just hard to not love, what she brings, to the Penn State Athletic Department, to the Penn State Women's Volleyball Program, and really appreciate her time here this morning.
I mean, you could make a movie out of that story.
No doubt.
You could. I mean, the whole, you know, all the challenges, and so I'm actually surprised somebody is not writing a script right now.
No, they might be.
You could.
They just might be. And again, if you have not heard the news, let us share with you that the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be broadcast live this season here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
We love the Pirates, baby.
Oh, man, that was a very weak Pirate there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you knew I was going to call after last night. I always want to preface this by saying I've never, ever voted for a Democrat since I was 18. I've been a Patriot since I was 13. And I would vote for dog crap over any Democrat, even if it was a relative.
Stop.
I didn't talk to my mother for 2 weeks after she voted for Bill Clinton.
Oh,
so that's how anti-Democrat I am. Okay. Evidence by, did you see what they did last night? How pathetic are those people? But I have a question for you. As far as the volleyball team, were there any men that identify as a woman on the opposing team?
There were not this year.
See? Because the Democrats would be okay with that.
Yeah.
They would be okay with
it. Yeah.
It was a nuts.
I don't understand. That one is just... it is beyond puzzling to me.
Jeff, I can tell you why they do this. These people have set their agenda. They set the agenda in 1980 with George Bush's New World Order. It's like in the military. You have to shave your head. You have to shave their head, scream in their face. You got to break them down to build them up. Well, they want to break down America's culture, society. They want to go to the epistemology of the Republic and tear everything down. so they can build it up as a socialist utopia. In other words, socialism is government control over production and distribution. The left would take 100% of what you earn if they could. And it's in their doctrine, from each his ability to each his need. It's Marxism. So they want to tear society down, build it in their own image, and be able to redistribute the wealth, because they're smarter than we are. You do know that, right? They think they know better than you and I. They think they're kinder than you and I. In reality, they're mental patients. They truly are.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I've ever met a Democrat I didn't think didn't deserve to be on either some sort of psychotropic drug or in a mental institution.
Oh, okay.
Because they just don't think right. I mean, look at Kennedy. They couldn't even applaud John Kennedy Jr. Are you kidding me? And the guy's not even really a Republican. He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
But they couldn't even applaud him. So they don't care about Americanism and our institutions, because even when there was a senile guy, Biden, who was controlled by Obama, because Obama ran that administration, the Republicans still had decorum, still applauded, and still had respect. The other side put signs up. They're like second graders. Who the hell raises these people? What is your take on this, Jeff? Because then I want to hear Scott's.
Yeah.
But I mean, I loved everything Trump said.
Okay, Ironhead, you go first.
but I just want to tell you one more thing. Before I would add one more thing, because I've been wanting this forever, 50 years. Get rid of the United Nations. Don't just get rid of it. Rip the building up from its roots, bring it 6 miles out to the Atlantic, and dump it, because it stinks. It's a filthy building with filthy people. Get rid of it. But other than that, I love everything you've done. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Listen, the thing that I thought was, yes, disrespectful to not stand when he comes in, when the president comes in, and that's just ridiculous. But more than ridiculous was not... they are so filled with hatred. And it's just, it's funny to me because... the accusation, of course, is always, Trump is filled with hatred. These folks were not applauding the everyday citizens who were there who had remarkable stories. The 16-year-old with brain cancer that is made a member of the Secret Service, and you're not willing to applaud him because... you're so anti-Trump, and your mindset is, I'm not going to cheer anything that Donald Trump does. And it's like, oh, okay, but this is a 16-year-old boy who has dreamed of police work, and they are making him a member of the Secret Service. Like, you honestly can't get around your hatred of Donald Trump to acknowledge that... now, this is a pretty cool moment for this 16-year-old and his family. I don't care. I mean, there was not much that I liked or respected about Joe Biden, but if the exact scenario had played out the other way, I'm sorry, I would have been in my living room, had I stayed awake to watch the speech, I would have been up off of my couch. It's like, man, that's awesome. Like, cool for that kid. And good on the, like, you can acknowledge, even if you hate the president, and it's a personal hatred. It's not that they hate the policies the way we did with Biden, or you despise the setup where you're being told, hey, this Joe Biden guy is really sharp, and the Republicans, they're deep faking you on these pretend things that you're watching with your own eyes when he stumbles and when he doesn't get his words out. That's fake. And even though we played it on our airwaves and we saw the exact same thing, we still would applaud. Well, no, this is awesome. What a moment for this kid and his family. I don't care what part of the political spectrum you're on. That is cool. That is a great story. And a great moment for that young man. You can't applaud that. Like, honestly, like that would back up your... hey, these people they have something mentally unhinged here. If you can't get behind that, you have a problem processing accurately, mentally, the information that's available to you. And you ought to seek some help. Yeah, really.
I'm making some faces here a little bit.
So you're okay with the good deed here for a 16-year-old. I mean, God bless you.
I've got that in
Stop.
I've got that in my notes.
I'm just telling you, that's I've got a wow moment.
Because I could not believe that you don't stand up and applaud for that kid. And then there was the boy who...
And what is the term you would use for not doing that? That's insane.
These are folks that are so... They are
insane.
So tied into their ideology.
Their hatred of Donald Trump that they've lost their sanity.
That they can't see beyond their own noses.
The term is insane.
Now, there was the boy who Trump announces he's going to have his appointment to West Point. That was approved. I mean, the look on the kid's face, like, oh! And, of course, it's like, hey, that's great for him. I mean, that's wonderful for that boy. That's great. And half the room is just sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, come on, can't you politely, salute that boy who's now going to be a West Point cadet? I mean, when Melania Trump was introduced... All right, she's the first lady. She doesn't make any policy. She doesn't do any of that stuff.
And what a great cause she has taken up. We had the mental health discussion last night. These online predators and bullies that are doubling down. Now this is true evil. When you are setting up young kids, teenage kids for extortion and leading them to suicide because they don't see, outs, and to have kids be recognized and again, not get applauded and recognized by almost half of the chamber. I'm sorry. It's despicable.
That they're so blinded by ideology that they can't stand up and applaud for anything. Good people, the 15-year-old kid, the boy going to West Point, Lake and Riley's mother and sister. Now, the Lake and Riley Act passed. It was a bipartisan vote. No, it wasn't nearly. Unanimous, okay, but it. I'm doing numbers off top of my head. One fourth of the Democrats voted for the Lake and Riley Act, which is Lake and Riley was this college student from Georgia who I guess went out for a jog and a legal immigrant accosted her, murdered her. Just a horrible story. And so they bring in the last night, there's Lake and Riley's mother and her sister. This is a bipartisan law that was passed, and nobody stands up on that side of the room. I'm thinking, come on, you can't honor the mom and the sister after this terrible event. Your ideology is so important to you.
And these are the people that will get up and tell you how inhumane Donald Trump is. I mean, God bless you. But
that,
God almighty, you've lost touch with reality.
That made me angry last night. Really did. That's one of a couple of things that made me angry last night. Like, come on. Just have decency. It can be just polite applause. You don't have to, people yelling and screaming, cheering, yay, woo, USA, USA. Okay, whatever. All right? You couldn't politely stand up and applaud and acknowledge that person. Yes, the Democrat. Now, again, when we say Democrats, we're talking about the people at the top here, okay? Not regular folks, the people at the top. That was a bad look last night. And it's amazing that they probably don't even realize it was a bad look last night, how bad they looked by not acknowledging genuine, just regular Americans in, all the different ones that were introduced last night. Like, seriously? Come on. You can despise Trump all you want. You can be against his policies all you want. When we're recognizing regular folks who've gone through things.
I've gone through hell.
Polite applause, at least, for them. Not even that. And I have to believe most Americans, and I assume today some ratings numbers will be coming out, like how many people watched and all that sort of stuff. I've got to think most Americans, if they watched that last night, they're like, come on, just what we're saying. Get up. Applaud regular people. Why is that so difficult to do? It's because you're blinded by ideology, and probably the party leaders probably sent the very word out. Don't you even think about standing up. Don't you even think about clapping. Because if you do, you know, oh boy. I have to imagine some of that happened before last night.
No.
I don't know where I'd like to. Maybe I missed it. I never saw John Fetterman was in the room somewhere. All right. Now, if you followed Senator Fetterman, of course, he's taken some views that his party, the people at the top, don't like. And I've got to believe, first off, was he wearing a hoodie? Yeah, I don't even know. You know, did he maybe get up? And I would like to think that he, if he did, somebody would have put a camera on him. All right, from the different, you know, channels and stuff. Somebody would have put a camera on Fetterman. Like, oh, okay, there's Fetterman. He stood up and applauded. Now, maybe he did, and I just missed it. Okay? Maybe if there was one person on that side of the room that would have stood up for some of these things, like the regular people, and applauded, probably would have been him.
Yeah, you would think.
I'll have to see if I can do some digging to see maybe that happened and it didn't get caught on camera, or I missed it or something like that. Now, I mean, then you've got Trump with a very in-your-face speech, which, I'm sorry, that was a turnoff for me almost from the get-go. And I wasn't surprised. I'm sitting there watching, like, okay, here we go. Okay, this is going to be fun. You know, let's call Pocahontas, you know, and just right in front of everybody. And, I mean, okay, you won the election. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no need for the in-your-face, let's rub it in your face attitude. That was a turnoff for me. He could have covered all the things he covered last night, by the way, in a lot less time, without the in-your-face stuff. But this is Donald Trump. And I know some of you eat that stuff up. Our caller, you know, from a few minutes ago, he was probably, he's probably cheering away. I wasn't. I'm thinking, okay, there's better ways to do this than the in-your-face attitude. That was a turnoff for me. But then on the other side of the coin, you can't stand up and applaud at least some of these decent people once. That was a turnoff for me. And then, of course, the representative who got removed. Now, this guy is Al Green from Texas. He's a well-known, I'll call him a troublemaker, all right? He's done this kind of... He's done this kind of maneuver before.
Yeah.
All right? He has no problem mouthing off. And so when he stood up with his cane... His look like golden cane or whatever it was. I'm thinking, okay, are you the designated yeller or something? Maybe he was. Maybe he was the designated, okay, Al, you're good at this.
You go take
stand up and make a scene so that Mike Johnson has to, you know, take the gavel and call for the sergeant of arms, who's the person who kind of runs the room, to come take you out. I mean, again, what... I have to wonder, I don't know where he's from in Texas, but for his constituents in Texas, I'm wondering what they were thinking last night. Somebody has to have done a story on this by this morning. What do Mr. Green's constituents think about his little stunt? Well, maybe it'll be in the news today. I don't know. But we'll take a break here in a moment. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, what did you think about the gig last night? Democrats not standing up. Donald Trump in your face. All right, what did you think about either? We have an open line program. We just had that caller a few minutes ago. We let him go. If you heard me groaning in the background.
Thank you for the call, by the way.
All right, there we go. So we'll take this break. We'll have a few more minutes. If you want to chime in, perfect timing. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll do more of that when we come back.
Here's the WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Windy today with showery rains, including a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be much needed rainfall. We've been in a big drought. A high temperature 50 to 55 degrees. The rain will come to an end tonight with the low temperature around 40. But tomorrow, windy and chillier with showers of rain and snow around. The temperature is holding around 40.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff and Scott with you, and the phone line is open. You can chime in at 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266. And hey, did you hear the news? Pittsburgh Pirates are coming to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox this summer. First game will be on March 27th with the season opener at the Marlins. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, congrats on getting the Pirates.
Thank you. We're excited. Well, I'm excited.
Listening to the fellow that unfortunately had lost a leg, and he says Yeoman's work in the afternoon, what, two, sometimes 3 and 4 hours. I should know his name.
Yeah, yesterday he did 4 hours. Jed Donahue, yes.
Great. Yeah, he was making mention about the old days where if you wanted to go do yard work and work in the garage, you had to have a game on.
Yes.
And it had to be on the radio.
Yes. I'm still right there with them.
Here we go.
I genuinely have just missed it. And even when the Pirates are lousy, it's like, yeah, it's just nice having that on. And sometimes I'm not even paying attention, and then all of a sudden you hear Greg Brown's voice, and it's a triple, or it's out of here. It's like, wait a second. And then, you know, you tune in for a little bit, but it's just nice to have it on.
First transistor radio, and it came with a little loop of fabric so you could hold it onto your belt or something.
Yep.
And it was about the size of a wallet, and I think it had a 9-volt. If it sounded like the announcer got excited, you had to hold it close to your ear so you could make it up.
Yep, I am familiar.
But yeah, I want to, the Congress, and I'm including the House and the Senate, They can make they can be annoying both ways, sitting and standing and applauding. They overdo it on both sides.
I agree.
But
yes.
I was thinking about Descartes, and there's a large group of people usually have to get a PhD who actually don't believe in reality. And if they do recognize reality, they say you can't communicate reality. So the default is groupthink. And, yeah, you've got to get an advanced degree. So I'm not saying they're insane. They just may be overeducated.
Okay, hold on. Overeducated.
Yeah, well, most people don't get master's degrees and PhDs.
Well,
but,
okay.
So, and if you believe you can't, if there is no reality, there's only perception. And if there is a reality, you can't share the reality, then you get caught up in this groupthink. And communists were big on it. And one of the things they recognized, I forget if it was Lenin or Stalin, statistics, they didn't worry about statistics. They didn't worry about millions of people being harmed. But they did worry about the story, the face on the milk box. They're very concerned about that. When you could bring a statistic into a story, you know, make it personal. So I'm just throwing that out there as an explanation to why they may sit on their hands on the most compelling stories that were revealed last evening.
All right. Very good.
All right. I'm heading to the gym because I don't want to be a burden on the taxpayer.
Have yourself a grand workout.
There we go. Thanks for your call.
We appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you.
Going to the gym so he's not a burden on the taxpayer.
There you go.
Okay.
Doing his part.
All right. We got a couple minutes. If somebody wants to, okay. I spoke too soon, I think. Did that ring there? Okay.
It did. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. Unlike that last caller, I am not heading to the gym. I'm letting Fat Tuesday roll over to even fatter Wednesday.
Here. I'll ring that bell for you.
Ring the bell. Right.
But anyway, as far as last night goes, I do not like the Democrats. I've never voted for one, but I don't have a problem with what I have a problem that they disrespected the regular folks over there. But I hope they continue to do what they're doing. Because in 2 years, that'll be good news for us. 4 years, that'll be good news for us. Because they're not going to win another election if they keep putting this stupid stuff out for every ordinary, everyday American. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Trumping Putin's puppet, billionaire tax cuts, wants to cut Medicaid and Medicare, blah, 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 all this stuff. People are so tired of this same old they put out all the time. It doesn't work, and I hope they keep doing it.
Yeah, I will say one of the great frustrations for most of my adult life is, at least my perception, that the Democrats have been much more politically savvy. And it's like, it's just been frustrating because it's like, well, no, that's not, you listen to the way they characterize Republicans and it's like, well, no, that's not accurate or conservatives. And, what is truly breathtaking to me is I don't think, like, I think they genuinely don't understand the harm they continue to do to their party and their future prospects. And I'm with you. I mean, part of me is like, yep, I'm okay with you doing all of this because people are seeing it. And I think the everyday folks, even folks that are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, are like, well, no, you got to be able to stand up and applaud for a young man who's gone through hell here. And, you're not applauding any of Donald Trump's policies. You're applauding this young man and his family in a special moment. No, we'll just sit here and sit in our hands. And I think most people see that. And it's like, well, that's... And, you know, and the other part of it is, for years, I had to sit and listen to, well, the Republicans don't even have a plan. Well, what, pray tell, when they did, by the way... What, pray tell, exactly is the Democrats' plan right now other than, we hate Donald Trump and we wish he was not in office? Okay, and what would you like to see done to help the country? Get Donald Trump out of there, and we hate him. Okay, but like maybe offering some sort of policy, some sort of solution to some of the problems that our society is facing. No, we hate Donald Trump, and we... Okay, have fun with that. Folks, have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll be back for an hour tomorrow morning.